Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2162, Show Up So Small That It's Silly, But It Works, by Alyssa Wolf of yourunbusylife.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year to help you live a more meaningful life. And happy Veterans Day. Thank you to everyone who has served. Today's article is from a brand new author to the show. I'll tell you about Alyssa right after the reading. So for now, let's hear our very first post from her as we optimize your life. Show Up So Small That It's Silly, But It Works, by Alyssa Wolf of yourunbusylife.com. Have you ever struggled with habits? Who hasn't, right? This book is going to change your habit life permanently. I'm talking about Atomic Habits, written by James Clear. Yes, it's that good. Clear puts in the legwork with scientific studies, award-winning sports team, and goal-setting entrepreneurs. But the real magic of his book comes from the habit hacks he discovered. The four laws. He teaches the four laws of successful habit formation. Make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. Think about it. If your new good habit, say running, is obvious, you won't be hunting in the dark for your running shoes. If it's attractive, you won't unconsciously put off going for a run. If it's easy to put on your workout clothes first thing in the morning and get out the door, your barrier is very low. It won't take much effort. We like habits that don't take much effort. And if it's satisfying to go on that run, you'll want to repeat the process or habit to get that same satisfying result another time. And thus, a habit is born. Is anything happening? According to Clear, the difficulty with most people and habits is that habits are a long-term strategy. It takes months of working out before you notice a change in muscle tone. You have to eat better for months until one day your genes fit better. It's the long haul, which is why we so often give up on our habits after a week, a fortnight, a month, when we don't see immediate results. Quote, "You do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems." James Clear. If you dropped a pound the next morning every time you ate broccoli for supper, you wouldn't have a weight loss problem. You'd just eat broccoli every time you needed to fit into that dress. Clear calls this the plateau of latent potential. He likens this to heating an ice cube. You warm it up, nothing changes. You warm some more, still no change. Finally, the temperature reaches 33 degrees Fahrenheit and magically, the ice cube melts. Was the pre-33 degrees effort pointless? No, it was a necessary preparatory part. Without the preheating, the ice cube would not have melted. Another example Clear tells of is the overnight success phenomenon. Spoiler alert, it wasn't really overnight. That person put in the work for months or years beforehand. One day something clicked and they got discovered. Habits, systems, goals. So how does this work? We know now that habit formation is playing the long game. But how do we actually go about it? Again, James has you covered. He explains why setting goals, run a 6-minute mile, never works for you. You actually want to form the habit of running. A 6-minute mile is not a habit, it's a goal, an outcome. Goals are great for setting outcomes, James points out. They just don't convert well to habits. For a habit, you need a system, a process. How do you achieve that 6-minute mile? By practicing running. That's your system. Okay, so I need to go for runs. I'm still not sure if I'll be consistent. I've had motivation issues before. Change from the inside out. And there's a last problem with traditional habit setting. Habits that go against the flow, that don't jive with your beliefs, are doomed to fail. To truly succeed at your new system, you have to make an identity shift. You must believe that you are a runner. Change your identity and you will change your habits, and your habits drive your goals. This is James' system for making success inevitable. If you tell yourself that you're a runner, go out and prove it by running a quarter mile, remember we're making it easy, and do this over and over again, guess what? You are a runner. And over time, with incremental, easy increases to your running system, your habit, you will achieve that 6-minute mile goal. It may take a couple years of slow and steady progress, but isn't that far better than setting out to run a 6-minute mile in 3 months, failing and beating yourself up about it? Grab a copy of Atomic Habits from the library, make time to read it, take some notes. James says, winners and losers have the same goals, end quote. We both want to get healthy, spend more time with our kids, write a book. The difference is in the system we set up to achieve those goals, or don't set up as the case may be. I want to be on the winning side, don't you? You just listened to the post titled, Show Up So Small That It's Silly, But It Works, by Alyssa Wolf of yourunbusylife.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Alyssa, a mom of 5. She helps introverted mothers minimize their homes and live their best lives. She's a minimalism decluttering junkie, introvert, and perpetual reader, and has some great freebies on her site and a lot more excellent content. So come by yourunbusylife.com for all of that and to show your support. And the 4 laws she mentioned in this article really are important when you think about it. Those were making it obvious, attractive, easy, and satisfying. The obvious part wasn't completely obvious to me, for lack of better words. So looking into that a bit more, what that means is, using her running example, if you want to make running obvious, you need to either stack it onto some other daily habit of yours or add cues. So while having your running shoes ready also helps make it easy, it does serve as a cue when you see your running shoes to remember to run. You can also sleep in your running clothes if you want to run in the morning. You're in those clothes, and that's a cue. Again, these also make the habit easier, but the other way to make it obvious is with stacking. With running, this can be a little trickier, I think, but it is possible. Like, whenever I do X, I always run, or I always run before I do X. So maybe that's right after I brush my teeth in the morning, which is already an established habit, then I start my run. Again, maybe a little more difficult, and that's why baby steps and starting small is so important. The good news is that if running isn't your thing, this method for building habits will work with virtually any positive habit you're trying to build. So think about how to make these habits obvious, attractive, easy, and satisfying, and let me know what works for you. So in the meantime, thank you for being here and listening every day. Have a happy Veterans Day, and thank you again to everyone who has served. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.